I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me ball on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. Preach. We make it light up like a church. Preach. She wanna fuck and I say church. Preach. You live on Sunday like a church. Preach.
Bottle at the bottle. Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch them bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roll the coast and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio. It's your host, Superior Sacram. ATM still at the dough. This show is brought to you by Sickness.net. Get infected by the masses. Also brought to you by FanDuel, One Day Fantasy League. Email me at superchuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. For me to get you free money to start gambling. You get paid the same day. No hokey pokey. No crazy withdrawal fees. It's just totally legit. And I'm even offering cats who get with me and take my tips, guaranteeing you win. How about that? So hit me up. Only 4 people hit me up so far, and guess what? They didn't lose one game. Listen to my show last week. Alright, man, we're on the eve of the Mayweather-Alvarez fight. Man, that's a scary bet, but I can't go against Mayweather. I'm gonna fuck with Filthy Rich Records, you heard. Money team. So yeah, I'm riding with him. I'm gonna gamble. I'm gonna bet a little sum on him, but I ain't gonna go too crazy. It's like on some, like a 100 when you 260. I mean, you gotta put up 260 to win $100. So yeah, I ain't gonna put too much on that shit. Later on in the show, I've been giving you some of my football tips. But if you want my real super duper locked in picks, which is my parlays and my teasers, and so you could just bet on like 4 games instead of going through them all and get your super guap, you have to email me at superchuch@gmail.com and we could work something out. You heard me? All right, let's get into today's hot issues in the news. Yeah, this week I'm not coming with no topic, because I wanted to rush this and get it done this Saturday morning so I could get y'all right to get y'all picks in for the football. My last show was the Messi Marv incident, the Messi situation, and I got an update to that now floating on the internet since everybody want to be a motherfucking cameraman nowadays, filming shit instead of trying to save motherfuckers' life. It's now footage of the motherfuckers robbing Messi. These niggas is crazy. They trying to go to jail. The footage, they got a little rusty gun on them, like he said. Breaking them. Telling him to take his earrings off. Talking crazy to him. Cold. But it even further proves my point. That ain't shit he could do. And he don't lose no stripes. As far as the street shit. Yeah, it's like, it's real scandalous. Boy, they had that boy looking bad. But, like I said, I'm It can happen to anyone. Thankfully, I've never been robbed like that. I've had some fuck boys breaking my house when I was gone. You know what I mean? But as far as robbing and that type of shit, that's all I've been through. But I done seen lots, and I've been on the other end of some of that shit, unfortunately. Well, I don't know if that's unfortunate or not. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? But I do believe in karma and shit. That's why I think the bad shit that happened to me later on in life is because the fucked up shit I did early on in life. And once again, mess, hold your head up, lose no stripes, keep making your music, keep being the biggest underground, one of the biggest underground rappers we got out here in California. Turning down record labels, he done turned down a few, I know that for a fact. Keep doing your thing, man. Alright, we're gonna start off with 50 Cent News. New York rapper 50 Cent, he updated fans who've been yearning for a G-Unit reunion and revealed what key factor separates himself from Strain members Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks. In 50's perspective, the same level of urgency is not existing between himself and the original unit members. I hope that they can actually figure it out from that. Like when we say they haven't quite followed my blueprint, it's disappointing that they're not following. You feel what I'm saying? To be that close in the circle, it's almost like, I'm going to be honest with you, it feels like there's something missing from the actual character. Just people in general, as people, I think there's something missing. Something in my character that's not in their character, because I almost have to do it. Financially, I don't have to, but I have to because it's just within me. Hustle hard, you feel me? I gotta be a part of it. I gotta be working. I gotta have something going on. That's me all day. Something I'm not doing. They've had opportunities to make the transaction that a lot of artists don't, because they can behind the scenes without everyone paying attention to them. And then he basically said, Kid is ready for a G-Unit album. That's a new guy that he signed from, I want to say, New Orleans, I believe. Oh yeah, Kid ready. He ain't got that fame like Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo did. I'm 100% with 50 Cent. There ain't no way in hell he's supposed to be more serious about the project than Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks. His money right. They money pretty cool, I bet, but they could get some more. They could use a couple more G-Unit albums, even though records ain't selling right now. The Torn, the, you know, Getting Hot Again, cats wanting, paying them fat stacks for verses and all that shit. I don't know. Maybe 52 Demanding or something. Because it seems like Lloyd is really cool. And I think Tony Yayo with it, but I think like Lloyd Banks is cool. He damn near going to start his own crew, it seems like. All right. Newly reinstated Hot 97 radio personality Mr. C can smile a bit wider as more hip-hop artists continue to step forward to vouch support for him. If you're not in the know who Mr. C is, he is a legendary DJ who DJed for Big Daddy Kane and Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. He's actually the guy that brought Biggie the Pusty. And what happened, he's been called like at least twice, this is the third time, with transvestite, you know what I mean? The transvestites came and said they slept with him, and he got caught by police with a transvestite hooker. Yeah, that was twice right there. And now he recently got caught again, and it's video footage this time. And he always denied that he was gay and messing with the transvestite prostitutes. Everybody knew he was. But he kept on saying, it's a lie. But this time, he finally, because it's footage of him, so he said he was forced to come out. So he came out and said he's gay, he like men, he like transvestite, and he got a problem with hookers. And I don't know why it took so fucking long for him to come out, because nowadays, shit, it's down to the straight motherfuckers is outsiders. See this new generation, man. You just under 25, motherfuckers. Blaming. You know, to each his own. But, you know, That's their thing. And it's no reason to hide no more. Look at TV. I swear, man, it's like 10 on prime time. It's like 10 shows on prime time that have major gay roles. The main roles are gays, pretty much. You know what I mean? So none for Mr. C to hide, but maybe because he's in the hip hop genre. But nah, he didn't have to hide it being in the hip hop genre, because you can't even say nothing bad about him, cause you get your head cut off. So he had nothing to hide. I'm glad he came out. You know what I mean? And Big Daddy Kane spoke on him good, saying, I haven't spoken to him about it, he said. I just let the brother know that if he need a corner man, I'm right here. And let him know that I love him, Kane said regarding the allegations. He's family for life. He just texted me back and said, I love you too, and I'm cool. He's done his thing for Hot 97 for a long time. Also, I don't think people understand how amazing that is. Because you talk about someone that came in with Naughty by Nature and Onyx was the shit, and went out when 2 Chainz and Wiz Khalifa is. He survived what a lot of people couldn't. When the music went to the whole gangsta era, where a lot of DJs who just didn't want to play that and couldn't relate to it. When it changed to the Dirty South sound, a lot of cats couldn't adjust. He stayed with the times and did what he had to do to stay current and survive it. Okay, yeah, that's 100. He resigned, then I heard he was reinstated. Don't know if he's still with High 97 or not, but Mr. C is out the closet. Alright. Lamar Odom news. Damn, Lamar. Nobody seen that Lamar Odom shit coming, boy. He's like the least dude I would have expected to be smoking crack cocaine. His dealer is loving it. I know he overcharging him, boy. I know I would. That made me bring up the camera phone. Blackmail! Yeah, but let me get into it. Lamar Odom is wearing the stress of his marriage and possibly his NBA career. Oh, yes, over for his NBA career. Falling apart as he battles addiction to hardcore drugs. According to reports by TMZ, that not even his wife ain't denying now. Yeah, she stuck by him as long as she could. Wonder what nigga Khloe gonna fuck with now. What nigga gonna rhyme to her? I bet it's gonna be a nigga with hella money, too. But she is getting hotter, though. She went up about 3 points in the last year. Boy, weight is a motherfucker, man. A lot of you girls listen. I know I could lose a couple more pounds to myself. But you women out there, you lose 10, 15 pounds makes such a fucking difference. It can make you go up 3 fucking points. Church. Alright. Lamar's face looked very tweakish when he was spotted last Monday afternoon driving his SUV around San Fernando Valley, not far from his home with Khloe Kardashian. As TMZ first reported, Khloe kicked Odom out of the house for the last 2 weeks ago when he rejected her attempt to stage an intervention, hoping to convince him to get treatment for his addiction to crack cocaine. But 2 interesting signs from Lamar's out on Monday: he was still wearing his wedding ring, as well as she is, and he was spotted driving to the gay community where he and Khloe live. Friends of the fam says Khloe's not giving up. And also, he did check into a rehab for a day, then he bounced out. Said he's gonna go another less conventional way of treatment. That's a good one right there. Less conventional way of treatment. That's what I need for my alcoholism. Yeah, but damn, Lamar Odom, man. That seemed like a cool dude. Oh, yeah, and Magic Johnson said he reached out for him to him, and he ain't responding, but he said, everybody say he's the goodest dude. Goodest. I know that's not a word. This is a Super Church Radio, you know what I mean? Talk language over here. But yeah, Magic Johnson said he reached out to him to no avail. And he's the nicest dude. He said, every rookie on the team, Lamar Odom buy them two suits to get them started. That's some G shit right there. And Lamar money, he knows money ain't nearly as long as a lot of other players on the team. Probably got, you know, 1 year contracts and shit. But yeah, Lamar Odom seemed like such a cool dude, man. Dope, man. Dope ain't no joke, man. Can't compete with drugs. Like one of my songs I wrote. Alright. LeBron James. While we're in sports news, LeBron James' 44-year-old mother has a new boyfriend. A Miami rapper by the name of Lambo. Lambo is 31 years old and pursuing a full-time career as, guess what? Rapper. Yes, a 31-year-old rapper you never heard of is riding in private jets, yachts, and drives a Lamb and a Ferrari. Pretty much LeBron is playing the dude's bills. What y'all think of that? You know, I hear people talking about the age difference. Actually, the age difference ain't even that bad. If it was the other way around, he was 44 and she was 31, regular shit, you feel me? So, that ain't no biggie. The age shit really ain't no biggie. To me, I don't think it is. You know, yeah, she's doing some cougar shit, but 44, 31, that ain't that bad. His mom ain't an old-ass lady, you feel me? But I'd be like, Mama, can't you get a doctor or a lawyer or a construction worker? A dude who owns a liquor store? Why you gotta get some rapper, nigga? A struggling rapper, nigga. And the nigga on his Facebook page, oh man, he flossing like baby, man. Like Birdman. And he's on the private jets, the yachts, stacks of money. You know, band up. Oh man, it's like, I know LeBron wanna put a hit out on this nigga, man. And he doing everything but stand all on the bitch. On his bitches. But yeah, man. Dude, Lambo. Hey. Use a gangster, use a G. Niggas wish they could get in your shoes, man. I know he's trying to knock that old pussy up. Alright. Recently at a club, Diddy was joking about Kendrick Lamar and the Control song, saying that Kendrick isn't the king of anything. Just having a little fun. Then he started imitating Sean and said his shit was trash. And J. Cole was there. He was super drunk and didn't take it well. If y'all ain't knowing, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar is like homeboys. They supposed to be doing a dual album. But I'm pretty sure whoever signed, this was before Kendrick Lamar got hot, they had this plan. But now Kendrick Lamar label are not gonna allow that bullshit. But J. Cole was super drunk. He didn't take it well. Cole started getting heated and said the reason there's no competition in hip-hop is because Diddy would have people murdered. Naturally, Diddy responded and said J. Cole album was whack and told Cole to fuck off, basically. And Diddy also said that Cole's album, Illuminati, was disrespectful and Cole was pathetic. At this point, Cole lost it and started to accuse Diddy of the murder of Pac and Big. Wow. It escalated and security stepped in and Jay-Z was there and he was not pleased to say the least. Cole was really mad and made sure Cole was escorted completely away from the venue. A few people filmed it, but insiders say the footage was deleted because it got real ugly with when Puffy was screaming at Cole. Beyonce was poorly screaming, stop, stop, at the top of her lungs. Okay. Now, yeah, that sound messy than a motherfucker. But J. Cole, youngster, stay in your place. P. Diddy, I think I said on this show before, but if I haven't, y'all gonna laugh at me when I say this. Y'all gonna super laugh. My brothers laugh at me when I say this. P. Diddy is a motherfucking gangster. Yeah, don't let the shiny suits fool you and all that shit. I know people who rock with P. Diddy. Tell me stories about P. Diddy. P. Diddy ain't no joke. Why you think he's still around? Why you think he's still around in this era? P. Diddy ain't went nowhere. P. Diddy know how to be a chameleon, which a lot of y'all niggas need to do. Learn how to do. That's why you have staying power in this game. He know how to hang out with Donald Trump. Then he know how to go hang out in Watts. You feel me? I never had a problem with P. Diddy, man. And I fuck with Suge. You know what I'm saying? But I'm that nigga that I can kick with both motherfuckers. You feel me? And that's just how I am, man. But nah, but when my team got real problem with a motherfucker, I can't fuck with him, though. That's some real shit. But, yeah, P. Diddy. No problem at all. Hell yeah, he should've. He should've damn. Nah, I don't like saying get physical or nothing, but I'm surprised he didn't just backhand J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? And I think Cole is tight lyrically. He's tight as hell, but maybe, yeah, he was drunk. You do stupid shit when you're drunk. Listen to my show. My show, A Drunk Ain't Shit. So, yeah, he might have been just gone off that liquor, which they said he was, but damn, send a nigga kill Pac and Big. Lucky P. Diddy didn't get physical with him. And Jay-Z did the right thing, because that's his little protege. Get the fuck up out of here. He should have grabbed Cole by his shirt and escorted him out. Alright. Okay, recently here at Super Church, we got some breaking news about rapper Lil Scrappy getting fired from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. According to reports, someone who works in production, from somebody who works in production, they said Scrappy has been acting real brand new since getting signed. So they figured they'd give him the deuces. And they said they're going to go another direction. With Scrappy gone, the producers have signed Waka Flocka Flame and his fiance Tammy to join next season. And Waka ain't playing. He ain't cheap. We told that Waka be getting paid a reported $500,000 for the season, where most people are getting $60,000 to $100,000. So that's fat. I think Waka Flocka be a great addition to that show too. Waka got a lot of shit going on in his life. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Waka Flocka on that motherfucking, man. Probably have my boy AWAX on there too. My boy AWAX, he fuck with the motherfucking Brick Squad Monopoly. You heard me? Shout out to AWAX. Okay, hey y'all, some funny shit. Briefly, some footage. Go on YouTube, type in Judge Joe Brown drunk. Yes, I said that right. You heard right. Judge Joe Brown drunk. It's footage of Judge Joe Brown at a club, drunk out of his mind, slurring, half-ass spitting at some broads, dropping his phone, just drunk, just a mess. He embarrassed. He probably gonna have this shit taken off YouTube. Yeah, if you pay enough money, you get your shit taken off almost the internet, period. People don't know that, but it's like real money, real super money. And Judge Joe Brown is definitely embarrassed. You know me, I'm a younger dude. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm still damn near at that I don't give a fuck stage a little bit. But it's a bad look for him to be that sloppy drunk and getting these damn camera phones. These damn camera phones. I don't like this shit. Like I was just telling my brother about my nephew. My nephew got jumped. Nephew like, I was a little blue. My nephew about, well, yeah, I'm going to say about 12. Tops. And he got jumped. Like a little gang and shit. He ain't no gang member, none, you know. And I know, you know, our kids can't hide it from the uncles and shit like that, but he ain't no gang banger. But he got jumped and whatever. And the motherfuckers fucked him up. Yeah, they fucked him up so bad, I don't take my old ass over there and whip some kids' ass. But instead we send my other nephew. He's an adult too. But he's a younger adult. So we go over there and round off a couple kids, practice some moves on they motherfucking young ass, thinking they could jump a motherfucker. Oh yeah, and they were like 16, shit like that. And my nephew, like I said, 12 top, I think he 11 or 12. So anyway, I was telling my brother, like, it's a damn shame nowadays when these kids get into fights and shit. 7th, 8th good times, I got my ass whooped in 7th, 8th grade. Don't you know, today if that happened, it would be filmed. All them kids would have been filming me getting my ass whooped. Then I would have been on, man, I would have been embarrassed. Then I might have to come and kill the motherfuckers. But yeah, it's like, God damn it. But it's, everything you do, it's like we all got our own reality show down there. Shit. Everything being filmed. I don't like that shit. But I just let you know, you gotta keep it a million at all times. Cause you are being filmed. Okay. My boy Justin Dean Bieber is at it again. Caused a more controversy. This time he released a song with the word nigga in it. And he's saying the word nigga. He actually, at the 130 mark, says, she want me to be her nigga. He's using the term properly. Nigga instead of nigger. The song is titled She Wants Me. She wants me to be. Damn. Alright, let me elaborate on this shit now. Boy, Justin, who is Justin people? Justin, who is your people? His people should have said, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't say that. Especially right about now. You can't do it. See what happened to the white girl, Ma, Krishan. You can't do that. And we know he don't mean nothing about it. All his friends is black. He don't mean nothing bad about it, but you can't do it. Why do my Latino, white, Asian friends want to say that word so bad? Y'all gonna make me stop saying it. I just can't understand why y'all so fascinated with that word. And it wasn't like that 10 years ago. Why all of a sudden, and motherfuckers been saying nigga on songs for 10 motherfucking years. So I don't know why. What's the fascination with motherfuckers saying, hey nigga, what's up nigga, man, I ain't doing nothing nigga. And they always use it more than black people use it. I don't understand. Justin Bieber, people should have said you can't do that, Canadian boy. But hey. And in more Justin news, Dean Bieber, him and a group of his boys got ridiculously high in their SUV on the way to the airport for a coast-to-coast flight on a private jet. When the doors opened up, the pilot says, smoke billowed out. Almost had to put on the oxygen mask. Nitch. Fucking up his job. The pilot said it was like Cheech and Chong up in smoke. The Biebs didn't toke during the flight, but some members of his posse lit up Swisher Sweet blunt cigars. Damn, this motherfucker pilot was nosy as fuck. Drive the damn plane. It's perfectly legal since they were flying private. The pilot said Justin was baked out of his mind on the flight. So much so his head spun when he was asked to sign a credit card authorization. Saying, huh, what? Who am I signing this for, by the way? And the guy said, for the cost of the flight, which was more than $60,000. I don't got a problem with that. Justin Bieber is living the life. Boy, Justin Bieber living the motherfucking life. I swear, if I could pick a friend, a new friend, I think it'd be Justin Dean Bieber. I want to hang with Justin Bieber at the Laker games, flying a private jet, borrow his Lambs and Ferraris, get some of his leftover bitches, write some songs for him, start a record label for him. Man, hang out in his house when he's overseas on tours, when I'm burnt out from being overseas on the tours with him. Man, Justin Bieber living life. I don't blame, what's the little Young Money dude name? I forgot his name. The little Young Money dude that's always with him. He probably ain't getting none of his contract obligation done. I'm kicking it with Justin Dean Bieber. Shit. Twist, that's his name. Speaking of Young Money, details of a pricey lawsuit surfaced across the internet Wednesday, September the 4th. Tiger is rolling around town with some sick jewelry, a diamond watch, and a chain worth more than $91,000. But the problem is, the bling ain't his. At least, according to a lawsuit filed by a famous Beverly Hills jeweler. In the suit, Jason of Beverly Hills claims that rapper agreed to drop a down payment of $28,275 for the jeweler's diamond watch back in August 2012. And unless Tiger can play up sooner than later, he is going to have to try his luck in court. Jason the jeweler also claims Tiger, whose real name is Michael Stevenson, borrowed a 63,000 diamond Cuban link chain in December 2012, but never returned the piece. Now he's suing for the cost of both pieces, plus late fees, which just about doubles. Yeah, if y'all don't know, most successful entertainers and athletes, they borrow a lot of their jewelry. The big pieces, if it's not custom with their name on it or something like that, it's usually borrowed. And in some cases, even when it has a personal, you know, label name or their name, it still be borrowed. Because a lot of jewelers, their rent is so at such a high rate to them, they get it back and melt it down and make another piece out of it. Okay, but now Jason the jeweler is suing for the cost of both pieces plus late fees, which just about doubles Tiger's tab to a whopping $185,306.50. Jason of Beverly Hills ain't no peanut. He also had iced up Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey, P. Diddy, Beyonce, and LeBron James. So he most likely is not just coming with this lawsuit on his ass. However, Tiger's no stranger to lawsuits. A couple of models recently filed a $10 million case against Tiger for being exposed in one of his music videos. Dancers Elizabeth Velasquez and Asia Davies, who appeared in Tiger's Make It Nasty video, are suing the rapper for allegedly violating their contracts. Elizabeth and Azia claim that they signed contracts with strict no nudity clauses, but shots of their bare breasts ended up in the video anyway. Why are you showing your bare breasts if you don't want no nudity being shown? Ratchet batch! The two dancers originally filed a suit against Tiger last year after the nudity field video made its way onto the internet, but they've only recently decided on a number that will alleviate their pain and suffering. $10 million apiece. I'm pretty sure that will alleviate their pain. Yeah, that's going to be some shit. Some dragon court. If it's looking bad for Tiger, I'm pretty sure he's going to blame somebody else for leaking it and shot it. All that shit. They ain't getting, them bitches ain't getting no money. All right. New details have surfaced weeks after 2 Chainz found himself in handcuffs following a tour bus arrest, with reports claiming multiple illegal items were in the vehicle. According to the latest reports, multiple weapons and drugs were discovered by police on the bus. 2 Chainz tour bus was carrying 2 semi-automatic pistols, a 12-gauge pump shotgun. No doubt he was just robbed, shit, but I don't know about the 12-gauge. That's kind of pushing on tour. He's like, fuck that, I ain't getting robbed again. Me trying to back the crowd up. Plus prescription painkillers and weed paraphernalia. Before the rapper's arrest last month, this according to official police documents. As we reported, 2 Chainz and 10 other people on his tour bus were arrested 2 weeks ago following a concert in Oklahoma City after police accused them of smoking weed on board. Cops pulled over 2 Chainz bus because of a busted taillight. But when they approached the vehicle, cops say they smelled pot and attempted to search the bus. 2 Chainz, the company, refused to let cops on board, so the bus was towed to a police yard while a search warrant was obtained. Damn. Up until now, details on what all police found on the bus were kept under wraps. Hours after the traffic stop, the bus was finally searched, and all of its occupants, including 2 Chainz, were placed under arrest for interfering with police. The results of the bus search weren't disclosed until now. According to the search report, police confiscated the following. I already told you guys that. But to get specific, it was metal marijuana grinders, covered in residue, marijuana pipes, prescription meds, hydrocodone, and Flexeril, rolling paper scales, a semi-automatic SIG Sauer, SP-230-40 pistol, a 40 cap, a Mossberg 12-gauge pump, and a semi-automatic Glock. Them niggas ready. Them niggas tripping with that scale, though. They shouldn't have no goddamn scale. No nigga ain't trying to stack up on tour. Chainz said he was not trying to be heroic during the publicized face-off and promised he did not have any issues against police following the arrest. No charges, just a bad day for me, basically, as far as me not being where I was supposed to be, Chainz said in reference to his recent Oklahoma arrest. At the end of the day, I was trying to do something that I thought was right. I'm trying to start, not trying to start anything with law enforcement. I actually pay taxes, so I'm kind of like helping them and stuff. So I'm not into that. It just got blew out of proportion. I apologize to my fans. Real talk, I ain't mad at 2 Chainz for none of that. The guns, I ain't mad at them. The pump, shotgun, the gauge, that's a little extreme. And scale, I tell the homie, man, hey, nigga, you ain't making no money on a motherfucking tour, nigga. You gonna get me fucking busted, nigga. I'm sorry, I tell the homies that, man. Or you ride in some another car. You feel me? Cause they gonna blame me for your stupid shit. Alright. Atlanta rapper Trinidad James recently delved into the amount of heart and soul he puts into his music and why he won't let anyone blindly criticize him without reacting physically. Boy, Trinidad James, he been wanting to whip some ass lately. James said he treats everyone he encounters with the same level of respect, whether they're an average Joe or a rap mogul Jay-Z. I wanted people to listen to the project 1 through 10, and if you don't fuck with me, respect. You can't talk to me if you ain't listen to my music, because then we're going to have a problem, and I'm going to beat your ass, straight up. I've been around all the worst shit, and how I operate is that I give any man. I treat you just like I would treat Jay-Z. I don't give a fuck that he is Jay-Z. I fuck with men for men. So that's why I put out 10 Piece Mile, and I trust the fact for people to listen to it, 1 through 10, so that you could have a real opinion and not what these other people and what these bloggers and these 13-year-old boys with 20 followers and these 26-year-old broke-ass niggas with 1,000 followers is talking about. And I'm not even talking about in music, homie. I'm talking about in life. Damn, Trinidad James, man. And I feel him. Because he is getting... Motherfuckers is talking about him like he's just the worst thing to ever happen to hip-hop. Just like they did Soulja Boy. They pretty much doing him the same way. And now, I will be getting an album. I will be listening to Saturday today. Nigga on Rolly Street. So I will be getting that album and listening to it. You heard me, Trinidad? Because we can't judge you on one song. And actually, that one song... it ain't horrible. I think it's a bad song. The true definition of bad. But it ain't horrible. And then it's just the way he kind of looked that made a fucking punchline. But he right. We shouldn't judge him. We can't just say he's just the wackest motherfucker. Because it was a hit song. So, hey. So, I am going to give his album a try. I will be getting that shit today. Don't let me down, Trinidad James. R&B singer Chris Machiavelli Brown's streak in upsetting neighbors is reportedly reaching an all-time high, as reports claim he created some mayhem in Hawaii recently. Yes, our boy Machiavelli Breezy has taken his upsetting his neighbor-ish on the road. According to reports, Chris Breezy forced neighbors to call his Hawaiian mansion's owner after some noise complaints. Yes, Chris Brown took his bad neighbor ways on vacation, throwing a huge house party inside his rented Hawaii mansion and pissing off a slew of neighbors in the process. CB was in the Aloha State last week for a gig, plus some graffiti fun, and ran a sick pad in Honolulu. We're talking 5,100 square feet, pool and spa for $24.50 per night. But CB didn't start out the best tenant. Sources connected to the situation tell us the first night Chris was in town, he threw a giant party, and neighbors were so pissed, they called the owner of the house to complain. The landlord took note, but didn't give Chris the boot. We're told Chris and his entourage were at the house for a week, and there were no further incidents. The first week back to his crib in L.A., his neighbors also complained about noise, but they called the cops. Chris Brown be turned the fuck up. He can't, but everything he do gonna get fucking reported. They gonna, motherfuckers gonna drive Chris Brown crazy, I'm telling you. Grammy winning rapper Lil Wayne has raised eyebrows with the release of his new mixtape Dedication 5 by taking a shot at Brooklyn rap veteran Lil Cam on his Pure Columbia track. On the record, Weezy F Baby makes reference to Kim's past plastic surgery procedures. In a track called Pure Columbia, the rapper takes a shot at Kim's face, which has allegedly been a subject of plastic surgery. He raps, "Change the face of my Rolex, shout out to Lil' Kim." The Queen Bee has since struck back at Wayne by tying his sexuality. She typed in Twitter, "Bruh, that was real cute, homegirl, at Lil Tutu. Oops, I mean Lil Tucci." That was funny. "Hardcore mixtape coming your way soon," Kim tweeted. Then Q's music protege Tiffany Fox also stepped up in her defense with some choice words for Wayne. "At Lil Tunuche, shouldn't headline, you should have headlined Gay Pride. You already out of the closet, I'm just saying." Damn, Wayne. Wayne, one of my favorite rappers. I think he's one of the dopest. I think he's top 10 right now. Man, you was wrong, homie. Unless he riding for his girl, Nikki, you know what I mean? But damn, you just this little camp for no reason. She had to come back at you, man. And she gave him some funny ones. Lil Tutu. That's hella funny. She called a nigga Lil Tutu. But y'all like Lil Kim too. That's fucked up though, Wayne. Alright, y'all hold on. I'm getting some sugar for my coffee. Splenda for my coffee. Tell you to have the beer belly that I have. I fuck with the most healthiest food. Nigga don't even fuck with sugar. Can you believe that? I should be looking like motherfucking Rock. Alright. Our Wowzer moment of the week. This shit let me down. Wowzer moment of the motherfucking week. TMZ has obtained footage of DMX, Darkman X, at Detroit Hotel last weekend, running naked laps around the hallway just because he felt like it. This tragic footage begins with DMX walking around the hotel hallway in just his boxer shorts, socks, and a house arrest ankle bracelet, which now I think he deserves. While a hotel employee removes room service from one of the rooms on the floor, all of a sudden, X crackedly ducks behind a corner with a mischievous grin on his face, drops his shorts, and launches into a full ass hole naked sprint. It's footage of this, y'all. Go to TMZ. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube now. Eventually, X returns to the starting line and grabs his drawers and then casually walks back toward his room as if nothing ever happened. X was contacted about this event, and this motherfucking maniac actually responded and said he just felt like doing a new run that day. Saying, "I'm not ashamed of anything I got." "Not ashamed of anything I got." You know how he talk. "Not ashamed of anything." DMX, another one of my favorite rappers. And when it comes to making real feel music, as I like to call it, he's like one of the only four or five in the history of hip hop that you can really feel their music like you would feel an R&B artist of the 70s, and the way you feel rock. Very few rappers got that. Pop definitely had it. Scarface got it. DMX got it. Some songs, Nas got it. Even my favorite rapper, Jay-Z, he don't got that feel music. You know, he's, you know, lyrically, his wordplay, his cleverness make him my favorite. But when it comes to just that feel shit, shit that your mama like, DMX had that. Scarface got that. Pac had that. Probably forgetting somebody else, but those are the three that always come to me. And Nas got it on a lot of songs too. As good as Lil Wayne is, he still hasn't mastered that feel music. You know what I mean? Certain songs, a few of these artists have it, but these dudes, them three, they got it on every damn song. Like they singing when they rapping. You gotta turn your voice into a musician, to a music. Your voice into an instrument. That's what rappers do when rap is great. Yeah, now X, somebody get that nigga some help, please. If X don't get the help that he needs, y'all know what I'm gonna be saying one day on this motherfucking Super Church Radio. About X. Judge. My boy Gucci Mane. My homeboy Gucci Mane is exposing chicks on Twitter. A couple days ago, according to him, he and fellow rapper Waka Flocka did a double team on Tiger's baby mama, where some of you men before she got with Tiger. He also claimed to have relations with Nicki Minaj, Kelly Rowland, Sierra. I think I can laugh at that one too. Who knows though? And a threesome with Keisha Cole. With Waka Flocka, he said, "I was in the front, he was in the back," or vice versa. Something like that. Then Tiger responded, saying, "Nigga, you was just trying to get a song from me. And nobody fuck with you, Burberry. Cause everybody know you got the HIV. Damn, he threw one at Gucci, man. Threw one at him. So then a couple days after that, Gucci Man claimed his account was hacked and he didn't post the messages. Well now, yesterday, French Montana found it hard to believe that it wasn't Gucci posted the messages, because it said things that only Gucci would know, like how Waka's mom, who's a manager for many artists, has stole 60 G's from him. Gucci's account was later deleted. That's good. And he was recently dropped from his label Atlantic. That's bad. Gucci Man seemed like he kind of spinning out of control lately. Might be a good thing that he got dropped by Atlantic. Gucci Man, he gets that independent though, he gonna get paid. He's still hot. You know what I mean? He's still popular. He got fans of every race. And to me, Gucci Mane, he's a mainstream Messi Mars. You know what I'm saying? It's always some drama going on with him. It's always this love-hate thing going on with him. He's staying in a little funk, problems and beefs, and speak his mind, don't give a fuck. But yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, Gucci Mane, damn. But I still hate that him and Waka Flocka got their problems. Them dudes seem like they was hella tight, hella close. They was hella close. All right, let me go get y'all these football picks so y'all can make some money, man. But I told you, email me at superchuch@gmail.com, SUPACHUCH@gmail.com, and I will give you the parlays and teasers where you really get paid. On this right here, I'm just throwing you some, and I'm just giving you my insight on all the games for you to choose what you want. But if you email me, I will tell you what personally wants to pick, because some of these are gonna be right, some of these are gonna be wrong. You feel me? But it's gonna be more right than wrong. You heard me? But if you go to my email and get at me, I'm gonna tell you which ones to pick, so you don't have to go through all this shit. Okay. Then we got week two. Where are my motherfucking notes? Yeah, I got notes and shit. I don't be playing about this shit, y'all. This shit like the stock market to me. I study like a motherfucker. Yeah, where the hell is my... Hold on, y'all. Alright, I found my paper. I'm about to call the hit squad, man. Thought somebody took my $1 million piece of paper, man. Got all my notes on it. I walk around with this motherfucker like a goddamn almanac for 2015. You feel me? Alright. Carolina at Bills. Take Carolina. -3. Yeah, take Carolina. Minnesota at Chicago. Take Chicago. Get at 6.5. Washington at Green Bay. -9.5. I don't think Green Bay gonna win by that much. I'll leave that alone. Miami at Indy. Miami +3. Take that. Take that. And if you feeling ballsy, take Miami straight to get paid more. St. Louis at Atlanta. Atlanta -7. And see, that's y'all got email me. I know something about that game. New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Plus, New Orleans -3.5. Take that. San Francisco at Seattle. San Francisco San Francisco +3. Take that. Jacksonville at Oakland. Oakland -6. I'm a homer on that. So, you might not want to listen to me. I'm going to leave that alone. Cleveland at Baltimore. Leave that alone. Dallas at Kansas City. Dallas +3. Take that. Tennessee at Houston. Houston -10. Man, don't fuck with that. San Diego at Philly. Philly -9.5. I think I might take San Diego plus that 9.5. You feel me? Detroit at Arizona. Detroit -1. Take that. Denver at Giants, Denver +4.5, take that. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, Pittsburgh +7, take that. And I will I know a way to tease the fuck out of that, so I'll guarantee you money. So y'all email me, all I want is 7% of your winnings. That's all I want. And I'm going to tell you, guarantee you wins. Superchuch@gmail.com. SUPACHUCH. And get at me about the FanDuel shit, man. You pick your fantasy team. I'm going to do a whole show and tell y'all about that FanDuel shit next week. Another way to make money, which I think is even easier than doing this straight spread shit. Okay, y'all, I'm out. Have a wonderful weekend. Money team, do your thing. Mayweather whoop Carnello ass, because all my Latino homeboys is going crazy. All right, with that, I'm out. Feel free to be yourself, because everyone else is taken. Judge.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me ball on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. Preach. We make it light up like a church. Preach. She wanna fuck and I say church. Preach. You live on Sunday like a church. I'll preach. Bottle at the bottle. Drink until I